Parsha Vayechi, you have the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave to the Shvatim. So first of all, you have Yosef HaTzadik Betzim gets two brachas. First, he comes to him separately, and he gets a bracha of for his children, Ephraim and Manasseh, which became like him. So that's kind of first bracha, I guess included in that is a bracha, that's a bracha to Yosef, that his children became Shvatim and so on. And then Yosef gets a bracha as Yosef again. So I guess that's kind of sort of the Bechaira Sheboi, the fact that he has two brachas, everybody else has one bracha. But the bracha itself of Yosef is interesting. It says, Ben Peras Yosef, Ben Peras, Ale Oyen. It's a very hard pasuk. Different Rishonim learn differently, and the Rishonim and Chazal have different pirushim. But al kaponim, the pasuk where Rashi learns it is Ben Peiras Yosef. Yosef is somebody who has chayin. Rashi's the only one who learns like that, but he brings it from a period not to Reb Shimon that it's loshen chayin. Ben Peiras Ali Oyen. So Rashi repeats, Chinoi noto ala ayin oroyoisa. His chain is on the eye that beholds him. So I guess poetic Lashon repeats it twice. And as it's Benois saw that he's sure that the Benois Mitzrayim would either go on the walls, on the ramparts, to look at him, or it means they would, the word sure is like the word to see, Ashuren of Lekarev. They tried to crowd around to catch a glimpse of him. So, and then he says, people, his brothers were angry with him, upset at him, and so on and so forth, and they continue with the bracha. L'chur, the etzim, I mean, trying to understand the maila of Yosef. It's one thing if he would have said about how Yosef amongst the brothers and so on. But he's saying over here that Yosef was so good looking that the brothers all, that the Mitzri girls all crowd around to see him. Where is that? Where is there a maila and a shvach in that? In other words, Yefi has a maila to it, that's a chshivas. But we're learning from the fact he's saying, ah, Yosef, you're so special, you see that the B'nais Mitzrayim, what Sod El Yishur. From B'nais Mitzrayim, he wanted to bring a raya kilu, he wanted to describe Yosef Shmach from Los Mitzrayim, that they crowded around, they ran to catch sight of him, and so on and so forth. I'm trying to understand a little bit, where is there any tzad mile in it? Because when the Torah describes something as Yifas Tor, Yifas Mare, it's a mile, it's a chshivas. But the fact that the Benos Mitzrayim, which was Shakur and Zima, it was the place of Zima and so on, that was very, very strange. The Bechlal, we find that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef share certain common inyanim. And Yaakov Avinu, it says in Chazal, Shufer de Yaakov is like the Shufer of Adam Rishon. The Yaakov is described in terms of his Yofi. It says that the four pairs lying in Maris Machpela, Yaakov Avinu, Adam Rishon is mamish d'mus yukna v'kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel, that we can't really even look at. But Yaakov Avinu is the one we can look at because his d'mus yuknai is d'ymer, shufav Yaakov is ke'en shufav Adam. And I like to try to, so Yaakov has a mid of Yaifi, and Yosef has a mid of Yaifi. Yosef was, on the one hand, he was, the Mustyukna was similar to Yaakov. He also is described that specifically in terms of the Yofi, like, you know, like in the Pasuk here, that Benois Ben Peiras and so on. So Yosef has a certain shares in the Midah of Yofi of Yaakov Avinu. And yet there's obviously some sort of distinctions. There's some element in Yosef which is a step further. Like all the Shvatim, Yosef is the one that takes Yaakov Midah a step further. And of all the Midahs of Yaakov, he took this Midah of Yofi and went with it further a step. and so on. And we understand what is that nekuda with which Yosef went one step further to Yaakov in terms of the world of Yoifi, in terms of the midah of Yoifi, and where did it go with it. The Gemara says in Brachas that Rabbi Yechon used to sit at the Pesach of a Shari Tevila, and when the women would go up to be Tevil, because he wanted that they would look at him, the children would be like him. Because it's an Indian, when you think of something, the child is like it. So the Gemara asks, isn't he afraid of Ayin Hara? The Gemara says, Ano Mizar de Yosef, I come from Yosef, and there's no Ayin Hara. Lechura, okay, Dal Mihochi the Ayin Hara part, that people will give an Ayin Hara that he's so good looking. But the whole Mahalach, I mean, the Gemara says one of the wrong things to do is Nois Ne'en of Bacha. In other words, when a person is Mizdavik Ish V'Isha, you're supposed to be thinking only of each other. Anything else is a machsheva zima. It's wrong. It's bad. Here is wrong. So, but this, the whole mitzvah of Rabbi Yochanan here, l'chura seemed to be a counter tzenua. I mean, the Ano Mizar de Yosef takes away the problem of the of Ayin Hara affecting him. The people saying, "Wow, he's so good looking, so maybe it'll cause him to become chayz crippled." But what about the whole tchum of the Arayas Shabbai? What about the tchum of the Tzniyas Shabbai? That's something. You also find that when Yosef came with his own children to get a bracha for Yaakov Avinu, he gave them a bracha, and the lashon of the bracha was v'yidgu l'roiv b'kerav ha'aretz. That's really the teichna of the bracha. The rest of it is a hakdama. You know, Hamalach Hagoy Loisi, Yivarech is generic, Yikorbim Shri Vishem Avoisai, Avram Yitzchak, that's, you know, they should become the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael. And the Etzem Brach is V'yid Gulori V'Kerav Arts. And the Loshen for the Ribui is a Loshen of Dag, which is a Loshen of, so Rashi says, first of all, Dagim Aparim Vram, and secondly, Dagim don't have, there's no Ayin Hara, it's not Shailit because it's Behesta. So it's built into the Bracha itself. In other words, it's not the Pshat, there's another Midah. A Yosef, a Tzadik, possesses a Midah of not being affected by Ayin Hara. It doesn't say it like that. It says, Ke'ilu, the Etzem Mahalach of Yosef is V'yidgu. His mahalach is a mahalach that's mufka from Ayin Hara. And we need to understand, it's one thing when you talk about protecting against Ayin Hara, warding off an Ayin Hara. In the brachas of the Kohen, it says, Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerecha. So there's a bracha fashirus, and there's a shmira, because every bracha needs a shmira, because there's always something out to get good things. There's something out to attack, and so on. Here, it's ke'ilu something about the etzem mahalach, about the etzem etzias and mohus of Yosef's is a mahalach where Ayin Hara is not nitfas. I'd like to try to understand this nekuda, because that seems to be the etzem nekuda of Yosef and where Yosef is mamshach from Yaakov. So let's go back. You have well, if you take a look at in Parshas Bereishis, so you have everything that was created, and it says that everything fell into the Bria, and then it says Vayar Elokim Ki Tov, Vayar Elokim Esaor Ki Tov, and by Kimat every day except for Monday and so on, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeing the world and saying that it's good. On Friday, you have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayar Elokim Eskol HaShosu V'nei Tov Moed. So, if we're to understand it properly, it means that everything in the world possesses two nekudas. It possesses atzmius, and it possesses mara. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything with its mitzius and with the ability to present itself. If you think about it, ba'oimek, the bria, the first bria is or, which is the hechetimtza for perceiving, for perception. So everything in the world comes by itself, and it comes in the tzura of presenting itself. The second parasha of Briyas HaAdam is, you know, you have one parasha, Briyas HaOlam B'Klol Yusa. So everything in the world is created, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put two things into creation, the thing itself and Vayar Likim. The second parasha goes through Briyas HaOlam from the perspective of Adam. And here it says, Vayita Hashem Lekim Gan Be'eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Vayita Hashem Lekim is Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, fine. Vayita Hashem Lekim Gan Be'eden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down a gun. Vayatzmach Hashem Lekim Min Adama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Adam, it made cause to grow from the earth, Kol Eitz Nechmad Lamara. Every tree that is appears extremely desirable. In other words, that its appearance makes it desirable. Vitov Lamachal. And good to eat. So it's not the Pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria, especially when it comes from the perspective of Adam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria that is double. It's toiv lemachol v'nechmod lemara. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bria to be a double bria, atzmius and mara. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. And there's a reason for it. There's an oimik to it, because the whole bria sa'olam klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol in this world. We perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol atzmius and gilui. If we're to give a description of what it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world, he's megala himself, which means the way in which it is presented to us. It's a maima muska, it's a deep nekuda. But just the etzem fact is the bria carries those two inyan. The kilkul of the bria. One of the strongest, most powerful kilkulim in the Bria is when it says Vaita that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says that the Isha took a look at the Gan and Vatera HaIsha Ki Tova Eitz Lemachol V'Chitayva Hu Leinayim. What happened was she looked at it. And somewhere along the line, the Nechmod Lamara turned into Taiva Leinayim. There's a tremendous oimek over here. Nechmod Lamara and Taiva Leinayim is... Nechmod Lamara means I perceive its choymed. Taiva Leinayim means it excites my eyes, Taiva. One is, Nechmad Lamara is the ultimate wrapper around it, which is good for it. That is the Nechmad Lamara. Taivu Leinayim means that it takes on, it excites me be'einayim, and be'meila, it creates a taiva for einayim, and that becomes something in its own right. So the Shleimus HaBriya requires that things have the yoifi as well as the toich. The nechmad lemara is part and parcel of the mitzias of the thing in its positive way, and the taiva hulein and the kilkul that allowed its adas to have the kilkul that allowed things to go wrong was when it got split off. And things and taiva was shalat neinayim, and b'meila be'etzim. It's hard to believe. I mean, mitzad the bria, it says, "Vayitzvetz Hashem Elokim Adam Kol Eitz Nechmod Lemara V'Toyv LeMichel V'Eitz Agan Eitz Asif Ra." If the Eitz Adas was bad to eat, if he was not Toyv LeMichel, he was not Nechmod Lemara. But Shida heard it from a Taivatika point of view, and the Taiva was there Leinayim, and that's why it blinded her. So I have one way in which I'm Toifus a thing mitzad its Pnimius, and that gives me a perspective on its Chitzonius. I'm Toifus the Toiv Sheboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Toiv LeMichel and expresses it in Nechmod LeMara. And Adam starts with Toiv LeNayim, and then turns that into Toiv Lechol Askel, and so on. That is the Nekuda of tremendous Kilkul that came into the Bria, and it's the Sheirish of all Kilkulim in the world of Arayas, which is still the primary Zara. Avodah Zarah is gone. Avodah Zarah also has it in a certain oifin. The Rambam, when he explains how Avodah Zarah happened, the Rambam says it started with Deherenga Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Pnimius Olam, and then the Mishorsim and so on are worthy of Pe'er and praise and so on. And slowly, instead of the Mishorsim being expressed on Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishorsim became an entity in themselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a function of the Mishorsim and Avodah Zarah and so on and so forth. But in Arayas, it's more blatant than everything else. Yaakov Avinu was the Sheirish of Yoifi in the Bria. And that's why Yaakov Avinu and there was a reason why he was the Shleimus. At the end of it, he was the Bechir Shabbos. And the Teva Dvarim is that once you finish building something, the final touch is always the chutz. You only apply yoifi to the last layer, because that's the, by nature, your eye sees ka'odam yir le'nayim v'ashem yir le'levav. So a person sees le'nayim, so the last of the ovis puts in the demust yuknoi of Yaakov. Yaakov is the most yukno of Adam. That's put in as a final product in the tzuras ha'avis. That's where Yaakov's p'chin of yoifi is there. That's why he was nimshach to Rachel, because in the shleimus of the binyan, what was needed now was something that would fill in with the Musti Yuknoi, and Rachel was the one that had that Mila of the Musti Yuknoi. But in the world of Yoifi, there is a tremendous Kilkel. Since the eye sees things and divorces it from the Pnim, turns it into something in its own right, and Adarabba uses the perspective of chutz to see the pnim, that is a kilkel, and it's a mokum for a chalos, a tremendous kilkel. That kilkel is called ayin hara. In other words, what ayin hara is always, I take a look and I see somebody's field is very green, somebody's field is lush, somebody's is matzliach. I see that. And instead of saying, oh, Berchas Hashem Itashe, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for him, this person deserves it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him, I say, this person is taking more than he deserves, it's not right, it's not fair, and that's where Ayin Hara on the Momonistic level is Chal. But in its Kololius, Ayin Hara is where my perception starts with the Ayin, and then proceeds proceeds to be mekalkel the teichen because of the ayin. In Arayas, it's the ayin is roya v'alev choymet. Without the eye, there would be a very limited type of Arayas. But the eye perceives, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, and then the type follows along. So instead of the person looking and saying, this is something which is good, and therefore If it's tov lemachol, then it's nechmad lemara. The eye reverses it, and it becomes tov leinayim, tells him that it's tov lemachol, which is hefech of the emes. That's where the metzias of ayin ra creeps into the bria. That it's something which is it's tofes the chutz from the chutz, not from the pnim. And therefore, I see it as such. The Yosef HaTzadik's mida was to be metakin that mida. Chazal say that Dmus Yukna Shel Aviv was mizdamin to him. Yosef went into Lases Malachtoy, and Dmus Yukna Shel Aviv. The Pashta Pshat is that it's a chisaron on Yosef. Ki'ilu Yosef was ready to do the averus. His father appeared to him and stopped him. I think there's makom to understand the Chazal the opposite. Yosef HaTzadik, taiva is mashal a person because there's a taiva le'nayim, and that distorts and twists the seichel and everything. The picture that Yosef carried in his head was the Musyukne Shel Aviv. And everything, the Kedusha of Yaakov, the Kedush Yisrael, is the Tumuna that he saw of the Bria. And then everything had to fit into that. Eishes Petifa didn't look bad in the perspective of the Musyukne Shel Aviv. When the person's line of vision is calibrated by Dmus Yukna Shel Aviv, this is bad. I once saw somebody, a person who had a very chashuv of a pen, and he wrote a description that was just, this person of Kitov, and he was a ish chashuv of a toiv b'yoysa. And he has mice of sidim, and he writes it with a certain knach of his. And he describes the kedusha of Rav Michal Mislachev. It was from the early Slanim dynasties, big, and his mida that was especially noted for was Kedusha and Tyre, and the Yonim Yosef HaTzadik was noted for. And he said, so he started, that story is a Chassidish Maisa where there was a woman, a noble woman in wherever he lived, that tried to be Mashem and Avera, and how he got out of it. But he starts off the story that there was a woman in this province, a nobleman's wife, who was a tremendous mechueres, tremendously ugly, disgusting, and so on and so forth. The whole line of adjectives about how ugly and disgusting as she was. And then he says, funny thing though, all the goyim would constantly praise her for her beauty and her appearance and so on and so forth. Interesting how tastes differ. That's the way he writes it. But there's a tremendously powerful description that. You can, if you see a person who looks physically attractive but has a very cruel face, the person that looks like a Nazi, but physically the features are handsome. So one person can say, wow, what a stunningly beautiful person it is, so handsome, so this and that. Yeah, I don't know, but this and that. Or a person can say, ooh, it's a monster. It's creepy, I don't know how they put such features on him, but it's a monster. How you see it depends on this midah of ayin. And b'meila, Yosef HaTzadik had this midah of being able to take the yofi into the other mitzias and come out unscathed. And it worked on two ways, on both directions. First of all, Ayin Hara was not nitfas in him, means that when Yosef walked in Mitzrayim, what he was able to convey was the Kedusha v'tzadik. The Benoi Sadu Aleishur, when it says they climbed on a wall to look at him, So the Volbo, when he writes it, it means they needed, it lifted them up. It was an uplifting experience for them to see Yosef HaTzadik. They were attracted to the fact that he was something of a different caliber in by many magnitudes than what they had been used to. The iron rod not being nitfas means that he projects a powerful attraction for good reasons, for the reasons that you see, whoa, this is, I don't know, but this is there's something special there. That's where the pasuk is in Shabbat. He says even the lowlifes of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a makom zima, makom erva, and the benois Mitzrayim were erva itself. And when they saw Yosef, they climbed up on a high place to be able to look at him, because they saw this is something that is, it towers above everything else. That was the koach of Yosef. He was able to take the nechmad leinayim and bring it even into a place that's not, that be'etzim is kuli mekulkun, this inyan, and still was able to project it. Svasemis speaks a lot about this nekuda, and he says a gevaldika ha'ara. He says this inyan of re'iyah, this inyan of seeing, he brings it from the Chiddush HaRim, this far, but he's Meirich and Masber a lot of nekudas. He says this inyan of re'iyah, Klal Yisrael Nakadosh Baruch Hu also had it. It says that we came to the Beis Hamikdash Shalosh Pam Vashana Yalakol Zuchurcha Liros Esnei Hashem Lekecha. So Chazal Dash Lirois Vileirois, to see and to be seen. In other words, Klal Yisrael also had a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the pchina of how they look, the pchina of their lirois came to the fore as being special, but it was on special days, and it was in the Beis Hamikdash dafka. In the Beis Hamikdash itself, you have the interesting contrast, and he learns it in the pasuk. It's gevaldik. It says that you can't the Mokom Hamikdash in its different halakim is determined by the walls around it, and that's why you can eat certain things of the machayma, the fnimakloyim. The different levels of kedusha needed a different wall to be inside to be eaten. Kedusha is very sensitive, and a makom parutz does not allow for kedusha to exist, and it's easy for it to be affected. Yosef, it says in Shiloh, which was the Mishkan when it was in Yosef's chelek, Mishkan Shiloh is something which it says you could, there were no walls, you could eat wherever the iron is roya, as long as you can see the Mishkan, you could eat over there. So the Gemara says in Zvachim that it was an iron that loy roatzalanis from something that's not shaloi. There you can eat all over. In other words, iron alone could determine any, as long as you could see Kedusha, that created the environment of Kedusha. The iron that Mishkan, through it, the walls of that Mishkan was eye contact with it. You didn't need a wall, and the Chedusharim says it al darko. He says, but Bonais is going on Klais, or the other, you know, like Menois Yerushalayim, the other Shvatim Tzadu Alei Shur, they marched along on the basis of a wall. In other words, they needed a chayma for their kedusha. But Yosef was alei ayin. Yosef, with the eye alone, that was enough. So the Yosef's metzias was the ability to project out kedusha, and that's all that would be there. The person would be looking at him; he would sense the kedusha and the maila, and nothing else. And that's why he was free from ayin hara. People are not jealous of ruchnius. They're always jealous of some physical attribute, even covet. In other words, if they see somebody who's a big lamdan, they can be jealous of the covet. But of the lamdan itself, there's not nitfas ayin hara to it. The Iruchnis itself is not Seivul Kinner because it's Nelech Nelemeya. There's no difference to it. It's not Nitfas to anybody and so on. That was Yosef HaTzadik's Mida. So he could project it without. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan, when he came from Yosef HaTzadik's children, he was free from Ein Hara. Not only was free from Ein Hara, but it means Ein Hara in its broad, in its broad sense. When somebody walked by Rabbi Yochanan, when an Ishan, the Leil Tevila, walked by Rabbi Yochanan, she wasn't nitfas at all to the Inyanim of Basar. The being free from Ein Hara is that there's no sense of the goof over there. The goof is kol kolei chetimtza for the projection of the teichen, of the neshama shabai. And b'meila, it doesn't affect and interact with the chalakim of the bria that ayin is a pgam to it, that ayin is a psul to it. They were devoid of hearer on physical level because that's part of the mail of ayin har, of Yosef not being nishayin har. So the bracha of v'yidgu l'roiv v'kerev ha'aretz means that l'mashal, when you have a lot of animals, so you have a lot of meat, a lot of animals, you also see a lot of animals, and there's a certain tfisa of ayin hara. Mitzad sheni, fish. If a person has a lot of dogim, there's a lot of meat, there's a lot of, you know, he has a lot, but there's no tfisa la'ayin that would disturb you. You don't, it's just whatever you need, you have fish. But it never creates something. So the bracha to Yosef and Yosef Shvatim was that the metzias of ribui, the metzias of bracha, it wasn't a shmira on top of it, like some sort of shmira against Ein Hara. It meant that their etzim mahalach was that the bracha was chal in a way that there never was a tfisa of on the physical part of it, but rather on the other part of it. So that's a mida. Now that's the mida that the person is. It's the mida that a person has. You know, Yosef has the mida of not being affected by ayin ra and so on. The way to acquire that mida is the same way. There's a zeluma se. In other words, the chura, what we're describing is a passive description. It's a mile of a person that, in the world of yoifi and so on, he's he sees it in terms of he's seen, he's perceived in a good way. Fine. So where's the avodah here? I mean, just a gift gratis. The avodah is the other way around. If the person himself sees the world in a perspective of that the nechmad lemara is part of the toiv lemeichel, then he himself projects himself that way. If the person's own sense of things, it's subtle, but that's the way it works. If a person's own sense of things is that the good is beautiful, then he projects that from his own person as well. A person who, let's take some of the world of Chochmah. A person who likes things that are flashy, the brilliant chaps, and that blinds him to their midas ha'emis, or not midas ha'emis, then he loses that mida kapi others. A person who likes things because they're emes, somewhere along the line projects it onwards, that what people like about the things he says is because they're emes. The person projects that which he really is. And even though we're talking about a tfisa, not a thing he does, but the same tfisa the person has in other things is what it projects. So Yosef HaTzadik's Shmira on Yofi. I mean, there's a very interesting chazal. It says a person is not allowed to say Kamen Noer, this Avodah Zorah, or this Goy, or whatever it is. And it's something very hard to understand. So maybe Avodah Zorah, or Dechshu, we could say, but look, we're saying something very, very objective. What we're saying, this is 6 foot tall. This is made of gold. This has diamond pieces. I mean, are we supposed to delude ourselves? And we're not supposed to say Kamen Noah? The answer is, Yofi Mitzias in the Bria is part and parcel of its Etzem Mitzias. Let's give an example. If somebody was a Rotzeach, someone was a Nazi, and we would say about him, oh, but he's such a handsome person. We'd say, you know what? That statement doesn't have any place. I can say that he's you know, 6 foot tall. That I could say. But the word handsome is a description. Be'etzem Yofi is meant to describe a chutz of something. And if the panim is ra, the chutz should never take on a positive description. So if a person is a reitzeach, then the word, if a thing is empty, even if its chutz has some emunim that are appealing to the eye, that should not be. That's not part of the world. It's taivale naim. It's not the nechmod. It's something that is, its outside is attempting to arouse taiva in a way that it distorts the emes. Yaakov's midas haemes is the pnimius. Yosef is the ultimate hemshich of Yaakov's midas haemes. It's an extraordinary point. Yosef is the dmus tiukno of Yaakov. All the chokhmah that Yaakov learned went to Yosef. Yosef was mashlimit in this part. Yaakov was the tov lemeichel. Yaakov was the atzmius of toiv, and it had to it the chokhmah sodom toripana of the dmus tiuknoi. Yosef sealed it in a way that it would never be affected. It would never be presented itself. The yofi of Yaakov, yofi chitzoni, is something which is the avia voice of Sheker, and it was something which would present, it would never ever present itself in a way that would distort the panim. Because Yosef's own midah was that he never saw anything mitzad its chutz. When he looked at Eshes Potifa, so the Taiva Lenaim said this is a Isha that is Ma'ira Taiva. Yaakov didn't see an Isha. He saw Dmus Yukna Shal Yaakov. He saw a kedusha and a tyra of it, that was the tzur that he calibrated everything by it. By the demus of Yaakov, this was ra, and b'meila it wasn't teifus makom. It's mal yusah shal Yosef HaTzadik that where he looked, he saw everything through the perspective of demus yukno. Mitzar atzmayu he could have had taiva, but he saw things very differently. If we're to ask ourselves in the world that we live today, probably the whole Metzius in the last 100 years or so, the presentation of chutz, that there's a field called marketing, advertising. The visual entertainment, everything, there's never been such a world of taiva leinayim in its full sense of the word. Not talking about anything, I'm not talking about rice stuff. Just the whole metzias became taiva leinayim. We look at things michutz and everything else is the kilkel of taiva leinayim is more because of the means we have of everything being presented to leinayim. We have it more than any time. The midah of and in a sense that's it's the hefech of emes. The midah of Yosef starts. If we ask ourselves, somebody once told me, he was brought up not in an observant family, and they were traditional. They used to go to a temple and so on. And his turning point. He was a young boy, and he heard a very Erlich Yid making Kiddush. And he said to himself, that's the sound of Emes. And astounding. The person was an Erlich person, and he heard his Kiddush, and he said, you know, I didn't know what it was, I didn't understand, but I just felt this is Emes. If a person's, the tikkun of the Bria starts, when the Tigri will be when Yosef Atzadik, Mashiach and Yosef comes first to be metak in the Bria, so that the we begin to see things the way we should see them. As long as we see them wrong, then you can't be metak in anything. If you see light as dark and dark as light, then what are you going to be metak in? The tikkun of this tremendous kilkul is through the midah of Yosef Atzadik, of the fact that. That anything that sees him, benois tzadu, the bottom of the bottom, would look and say, "Oh my gosh, I've got to lift myself up to be able to look at this. This is something that is above the muck where I'm sunk in." That is the people would at the time of Ziva, people would walk by and say, "Oh," they would start thinking of kedusha, tara. The midah is acquired. A person that wants the emes of his words to project itself properly, his avoda is in turn to always be attracted by the emes. The person needs to be oivet, that he learns to see everything with eyes of tov, and the chutz of something. The Chafetz Chaim used to say, his wife bought drapes. Chafetz Chaim. Was against things that he felt there were luxuries, and he said, he told her, "You see drapes, I see pages and pages of Gemara, because whatever money I'm spending for this is going to be at the price of the learnings. I'll have to learn less and be Isaac and Mischer more to afford the drapes." So he said, "You know, I see what I see is the blood of Gemara that I'm papering this with, that I'm sewing up." If a person learns to look with his own eyes, if a person is zeicha to the midah, if a person works zeicha to the midah of Yosef, where everything is seen through a perspective of Dmustiyuk Nishal Aviv, and b'meila his eye refuses to be enticed by that which is not his and which shouldn't be his, then he's zeicha that anyone that sees him, no matter how far away he is, but he doesn't need walls to keep people in. Wherever he is, when somebody catches sight of that of that midas ha'emes, that midas ha'emes projects itself. It becomes the chutz, and whoever catches sight of it is nimshachtit and is oichel kachem b'chol aroya. Charles.
Sometimes you're in an environment where outside of your life. In other words, the window is always outside your